Myths and misinformation about COVID vaccines are running rampant, especially in Black communities. And that's contributing to a lower vaccination rate among African Americans compared to whites. Dr. Stephen Thomas is part of a group that teamed up with salons and barbershops in Maryland in an effort to convince more Black people to get the shot. He's director of the Maryland Center for Health Equity at the University of Maryland School of Public Health and joins us now. Doctor, first, if you tell us, what are some of the most common misconceptions people in your community have about the vaccine?
Well, you know, the advantage of being in a Black barbershop and beauty salon is that you get the honest, unvarnished truth. And so, yes, it's all the greatest hits of the conspiracy theories. We've heard it all, because a lot of what we're doing is working with people at what we call the hell no wall. We got people saying hell no for no reason. We got people saying hell no because of concerns about a chip being put in them or fertility issues or somehow it's going to change your DNA. And now more recently, it's my body and I should be able to do what I want with my body. We've heard it all. But what's so important about being in the barbershops and the beauty salons in a program that we call HAIR, Health Advocates in Reach and Research, is that the barbers and stylists are truly trusted and trustworthy messengers.
So if I go to one of your events in my local salon, what is that day going to be like? What do you do?
It's funny you would ask it that way, because you know what the other things that we've learned? Nobody wants to go to the doctor. Nobody wants to go to a clinic unless they have to. But everybody wants to go to a barbecue or a picnic or a party. And that's what it feels like when you come to our Shots at the Shop COVID vaccine events in barbershops and beauty salons. You're coming to a party. We've got a DJ. We've got catered food. We have the health professionals there. And so people are coming to what? They're coming to relationship. They're coming to something fun. And oh, by the way, the medical professionals are inside. Now you can ask them all your questions about mRNA vaccines and all those things. Ask the medical professionals. And that has worked. We've had people come in who were hesitant. And guess what? They left hesitant. But vaccinated. You don't have to change their worldview. You don't have to get into an ideological fight. You simply have to listen and treat people with dignity and respect and answer their questions and have patience. That's why the barbershop and the beauty salon is a game changer.
So they're leaving with more information, maybe a vaccine, and perfect edges.
You know what? It was so interesting is that COVID is a very heavy topic.
Yeah.
We do not push the vaccine. We push the information and believe that when people have the information they need and the knowledge they need, they will naturally gravitate towards saving their own lives.
Dr. Thomas, I know you're aware that CDC data says African Americans are dying at twice the rate of white Americans from COVID-19. We have come to this crisis at a point when trust of the medical community and government authorities in general is not high enough to protect a lot of lives. And I wonder, going forward, what needs to be done to repair that trust?
We need to recognize that the trust has been broken for a long time, even before COVID. This is why we were doing the work and the research we've been conducting for the past 15 years addressing health disparities and chronic diseases, obesity, hypertension, diabetes, those pre-existing conditions that make COVID so bad for people of color. The last thing we want is to go back to a time when Black people simply live sicker and die younger. The fact that we now have clinical partners in the barbershops, any barbershop or salon in the country that wants to host a vaccine clinic, we can connect you to a clinical partner, and that clinical partnership can stay. Think about this. If we can give a life-saving COVID vaccine in a barbershop or beauty salon, well, we can do the same thing for the flu shot, which is right around the corner. Let's have a new relationship between the health system and our community.
Dr. Stephen Thomas, director of the Maryland Center for Health Equity at the University of Maryland School of Public Health. Doctor, thank you so much.
Make it a great day.
I hope so.